Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. In Titan, The Life of John D. Rockefeller Sr., author Ron Chernow presents a meticulously researched and finely detailed biography of one of America's most compelling and controversial figures. Rockefeller, the founder of Standard Oil, is often regarded as the richest person in modern history and embodies the very essence of the American dream as well as its depravities. Chernow's narrative not only explores the unprecedented success of Rockefeller's business empire, but also delves into his personal life, philanthropy, and complex legacy. This biography draws from a vast array of sources, providing an in-depth look at a man who was both a titan of industry and a deeply private individual, revealing the complexities and contradictions of his character. Through Chernow's lens, readers gain insight into Rockefeller's strict Baptist upbringing, his early ventures into business, the formation of Standard Oil, and the subsequent battles with the U.S. government over monopoly practices. The narrative is as much a study of the man as it is a reflection on capitalism, philanthropy, and the American ethos at the turn of the 20th century. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, Rockefeller's early life and business beginnings, John D.D. Rockefeller's journey from a modest upbringing to becoming the world's first billionaire is a testament to his business acumen and strategic vision. Born in Richford, New York, in 1839, to a traveling salesman and a devout Baptist mother, his early life was marked by a blend of strict religious upbringing and exposure to his father's dubious business practices. These experiences ingrained in him the values of hard work, thrift, and a keen sense for opportunity. Chernow delves into Rockefeller's first foray into entrepreneurship with his venture into the wholesale food business before shifting focus to the oil industry, which was at its nascent stages. His entry into the oil business through the founding of Standard Oil is portrayed not just as a pursuit of wealth, but as a visionary move to consolidate and stabilize the volatile oil market of his time. This section reveals how Rockefeller's early experiences and decisions set the stage for his later dominion over the oil industry. Secondly, the rise of Standard Oil. The ascent of Standard Oil under Rockefeller's leadership is a saga of strategic innovation, relentless expansion, and a series of ruthless competitive practices. Ron Chernow outlines how Rockefeller, identifying the chaotic nature of the early oil industry, embarked on a mission to bring order and efficiency through consolidation. By striking deals with railroads, engaging in predatory pricing, and buying out competitors, Rockefeller expanded Standard Oil's grasp on the industry, eventually controlling nearly 90% of the U.S. oil refining capacity. This topic explores the business strategies that enabled Standard Oil's dominance, the development of the trust system, and the challenges Rockefeller faced from competitors, the media, and the government. Chernow doesn't shy away from critiquing the ethical implications of Rockefeller's methods, providing a balanced view that reflects both the genius of his strategies and the moral quandaries they presented. Thirdly, philanthropy and personal beliefs. John D. Rockefeller's philanthropic ventures represent a significant part of his legacy, reflecting his complex personality and religious beliefs. Chernow sheds light on Rockefeller's vast philanthropic initiatives, including the establishment of the Rockefeller Foundation, the University of Chicago, and significant contributions to medical research and education. This topic examines the motivations behind his philanthropy, suggesting that it was not just an attempt at redemption for his ruthless business practices, but a genuine expression of his Baptist faith and his belief in the gospel of wealth. The discussion navigates through the criticisms and praises of Rockefeller's philanthropy, debating its impact on society and whether it could or should absolve him of his earlier cutthroat tactics. Chernow portrays Rockefeller as a pioneer of modern philanthropy, using his wealth to tackle global issues directly, a practice that set a precedent for future generations. Fourthly, legal challenges and the breakup of Standard Oil. The legal battles Rockefeller faced as the U.S. government sought to dismantle Standard Oil's monopoly are pivotal in understanding his and the corporation's eventual fate. Chernow meticulously details the antitrust case against Standard Oil, culminating in the 1911 Supreme Court decision that ordered the breakup of the company into 34 separate entities. This segment provides an intricate look at the legal arguments, public and political pressures, and the strategic responses from Rockefeller and his legal team. It discusses the implications of the case for the American business landscape, including the establishment of federal regulations on monopolies. Chernow's account reveals the shift in public opinion against big business at the time, and how the case against Rockefeller served as a catalyst for change, marking the end of one era and the beginning of another in American capitalism. Lastly, Rockefeller's legacy and impact on American society, Ron Chernow's examination of John D. after. Rockefeller's legacy is nuanced, acknowledging the profound impact he had on American society, both through his business practices and philanthropy. This topic addresses the conflicting views on Rockefeller's influence, with some viewing him as a visionary who propelled the U.S. into the modern industrial age, while others see him as a monopolist who hindered competition and manipulated the market for personal gain. Cherneau argues that Rockefeller's legacy cannot be viewed in black and white terms. Instead, it should be understood within the context of the times he lived in. The book emphasizes the transformational changes in the economy, culture, and policy that occurred partly because of Rockefeller's actions, including his role in shaping the modern corporate structure, philanthropy, and the oil industry. Through Rockefeller's story, Cherneau invites readers to contemplate the broader questions of wealth, power, morality, and the role of business in society. In conclusion, Titan, The Life of John D. Rockefeller Sr. by Ron Chernow is an essential read for anyone interested in American history, business strategy, or the ethics of wealth. Through the detailed life story of Rockefeller, Chernow offers a window into the soul of American capitalism and the complex interplay between power, economic growth, and social responsibility. This biography is particularly beneficial for entrepreneurs, business students, historians, and anyone fascinated by the impact of individual actors on the course of history. Readers will find in Rockefeller's story a multitude of lessons on innovation, strategic thinking, leadership, and the contentious but indispensable role of business in society's advancement. Cherneau's balanced portrayal encourages reflection on the moral and ethical dimensions of wealth and power, making this book not only a biography, but a commentary on the enduring questions that continue to shape our modern world. If you would like to support Ron Chernow, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.